Welcome to the Southern High Plains Insect Pest Management Update weekly audio conversation. Joining us are Kerry Siders, John Toby, Blaine Reed, Dagan Teague, and Brad Easterling. What are the issues that we're seeing right now in the field? Blaine, would you like to go?
Sure. It's quite likely I might have the most going on right now. We've had for a month or so in wheat, we've had army cutworms pretty thick up here in Helen Swisher County. I'm going to say from Tulia North, most of the fields have been sprayed, but I still get phone calls and things like that on what is this worm. And, we just released on our blog the other day results from the efficacy trial that most of us were involved in. We kind of muddled through that, and that's been my most popular blog article I've released in a few years. So it's certainly something that's out there and prevalent to growers. And I can say that, the labeled products that Bathroid and Prevathon are a couple to really look at hard to use. There's not as many acres out there, but in alfalfa, we've got alfalfa weevils at a level that I haven't seen. Locally, I don't have that much alfalfa. It kind of follows the water, but we have some, and it's really important what we do have. And, about every other year, maybe two out of five, we'll have alfalfa weevils at threshold here. But we were running three or four times over threshold, which kind of means, that the acres that have more steady alfalfa probably have this issue as well. So we're watching that, and we'll be stepping out in some more wheat, see how those worms are doing this next week. And it's about time for those wheat diseases to show up and keep a monitor on our rust, our stripe rust, and things like that, and viruses to evaluate on those wheat fields. So I guess, relatively speaking, even though this is a downtime, we've got a lot happening in the field, Pat.
Given that we're all COVID affected and not supposed to go to work, how do people get a hold of you, Blaine?
Well, my email, of course, will still work. We're working from home and making do with the internet as best we can. The office phone number for Hale County office, it's 806-291-5267. Even though there's no one at the office, the line has been forwarded to the secretary and they can get messages to me there. And worst comes to worst, they can always post a message on the blog or catch us on our Plains Pest Management Facebook site and talk to us through there, and we'll get you any of those ways. Our blog is the Plains Pest Bugosphere, and that's HaleCountyIPMBlogspot.com.
Kerry, do you have anything going on?
Well, it's mostly field work. Of course, we were blessed with 2 to 3 inches of rainfall over the area that I serve. Over the course of March. And so a lot of this field work has really increased over the last week or so, trying to take advantage of that. A lot of old corn stubble from last year being shredded and in some no-till, a lot of prep work there in terms of herbicides, getting things cleaned up. So mostly just field work where we're planning on planting cotton. We don't have much in the way of wheat as Blaine alluded to. Most of that's to the north of us. We do have a little bit out in Cochran County, but most of that's had cattle on it and probably still does, and not most of those acres will not go to grain, so not overly concerned about worms. Blaine did mention the alfalfa, and I took a survey. I was collecting some alfalfa weevil larvae for Syngenta back early in March, and about every 10 sweep nets we were collecting over 100 larvae. And so even at that time, of course, the adults weren't there yet, but we saw some pretty early infestations of the alfalfa weevil. So again, we don't have but a smattering of acres, but I don't underestimate the importance to those producers that have alfalfa and the value of it. So I'm sure most of those guys have already checked and have sprayed, but if not, definitely something to pay attention to. A lot of calls here of late, still trying to make last minute adjustments on cotton herbicide programs, particularly looking at plant programs, and some good information available on that. If you'd like us to send you a copy of some information that Dr. Dautre and Keeling and one of their grad students, Delaney Foster, put together, we'd be glad to pass that on to you. And even from a, you know, early, you know, pre-plant standpoint, there's still some options there. And just making sure the key, the whole thing is starting clean. And then, of course, there's some suggestions to plan for, you know, plan A, B, and C later on in the several options. But just understand that we got to start clean and you know, have that plan together now so that if we do have to make adjustments, we can.
So here in the Glasscock, Reagan, St. Lawrence area, we were very similar to what Kerry was talking about. We've been extremely wet over the last couple of months. We've had anywhere from 5 inches or more. So a lot of our producers are just now able to get back in the field. The majority of them are way behind field work right now, so we're just now getting beds thrown up. As far as, you know, insect pressure out here, we're fairly light. There's not a whole lot going on over, except for, you know, the last week or so, I've started to see a little bit of stripe rust showing up in some of these wheat fields, and we are actually starting to see a little bit of aphid pressure out there. We're seeing kind of a mixture of green bugs, a little bit of Russian wheat aphids out there, and then some bird cherry oat aphids in some places out there. For the most part, all of our pressure is fairly light. You know, stripe rust is really scattered around the area. I'm not surprised that we're seeing it as cool and as wet as we've been. But now that it's kind of warmed up a little bit, winds have been blowing every day. We don't expect to see it get extremely heavy right now, but it's just something we're kind of keeping our eye on. Aphids have been real light and real scattered in a lot of places, but where we do have them in fields, they're pretty much solid throughout the field. For the most part, they're at this point in time just kind of making a good food source for our beneficials, but still something we kind of need to keep our eyes peeled for. For the most part, that's about all that we're seeing out there. Everything else is just a little bit of field work. Guys trying to get some pre-emergent herbicides put on, yellows for the most part, working things in, but everything else is just kind of slow right now. Everybody trying to catch up.
Yeah. Could I add something or elaborate maybe a little bit on what Brad was just talking about? So I'd like to maybe share just a little bit about some of the, Brad's comments, how they apply up here west of the Lubbock area in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb. I know I'd mentioned doing some sweep net for alfalfa weevil in alfalfa. And of course, alfalfa is like a, you know, has insects galore or and beneficials. And Brad mentioned aphids and some other pests. And to be honest, I was surprised at the amount of beneficials and aphids already present. And this was back early in March. So I don't, you know, it's both good and bad in respect to that's, you know, kind of our, going to be our source for maybe the spread of beneficials, but, and most of those aphids were not normally, they're you're not going to see those typically infesting cotton, but it is a, you know, just kind of a sign. And also, you know, with this moisture, it's brought on a fair amount of winter weed pressure of late, and we're starting to get more calls on chinch bugs. And, you know, I hope we don't have a repeat of last year in terms of, you know, last year was a pretty severe true bug year, a lot of true bugs in general. And so with this rain of late, it may bring on again, you know, whether it's stink bugs, you know, chinch bugs are not usually a problem in cotton, but I know we had some producers really concerned on some of these really young plants as we got into, you know, the latter part of May and June, early June, its impact on those cotton fields, and many of them may have even treated for those situations. So anyway, it's definitely something to keep an eye on as you're, you know, maybe moving through some weedy areas, kind of make note of, you know, aphids and chinch bugs and other plant bugs in general, just kind of get a feel. Maybe you might leave some of those weedy areas alone or take them out now and not bridge that into the cotton crop or even a grain sorghum crop.
Because we didn't really have much winter, so I think you're right. In general, we're starting out with higher insect numbers than on average.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.